Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. I wonder why men love power. This article is about megalomania, men, and God. History is replete with men who have strived to be recognised as God. The ultimate power sought by many is to rule over other men and women and ultimately to be worshipped by them. Before Jesus had reached his second birthday, he had already become the target of an assassination plot by King Herod, the ruthless and paranoid ruler of Roman-controlled Judea. Joseph and Mary, prompted by a dream from God, took the baby and fled to Egypt. Egypt's history was one proud and glorious procession of kings spanning 30 dynasties and nearly 3,000 years. Egyptian kings, the pharaohs, were powerful figures and rich beyond imagination. They wielded wealth like a weapon, building sprawling cities and commanding huge armies. Records indicate Egyptian kings assumed and were given supernatural status. The pharaoh was thought to be responsible for bringing the floods that watered Egyptian crops, and so he received credit for providing the nation's food. He was idolised in statue. Citizens bowed to his image, and the ultimate act of pride, every reigning pharaoh claimed to be the manifestation of at least one god. Whether it's the ancient pharaohs demanding the worship of others, or the millions of modern sceptics who reject God, dethrone him as creator, and worship themselves, man's inherent pattern has always been to exalt himself as if he is God. Rebellion against God can take no higher form than self-love, the person who seeks his own interests at the expense of others and places himself at the centre of the universe. And while history is crowded with men who would be God, only one man was God. Consider for a moment what it meant for the Lord Jesus to come to earth as a man to secure salvation for mankind. He left his throne and took a stable for a nursery. The very Son of God was hunted by a tyrant king and became an infant exile in Egypt. The source of all wisdom and knowledge was born into poverty and lived without earthly wealth and luxury. In terms of his character, he is holy and without blemish. The King of creation willingly subjected himself to all of what it means to be human: pain, hunger, thirst, sorrow, physical exhaustion, the full range of human emotions, and yet did so without sinning. It is a paradox that the only man who lived on planet Earth who could claim to be God lived the most humblest of lives. His life was not a display of wealth and power and egotistical self-promotion, but he said to his disciples one day, "I am among you as one that serves." In an unfathomable act of selfless sacrificial love, he left heaven and its glory to die on our behalf. He offered mercy to a people who deserved only his wrath. He stooped to accomplish what no one else could ever do, and no one else could ever do. In love, the God of the universe stepped from eternity to intervene in human history and to save those who were wholly unable to save themselves. The Bible speaks of his mission in John's Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 16, when it states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, selfish ambition may produce megalomania, which leads to misery, but God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We can receive and benefit from that selfless love through faith in Jesus Christ, and that faith in him will only produce blessing. Men clamour to reach the top, and for whatever intended reasons, pride often has a major place in that ambition. But Jesus humbled himself and made himself of no reputation and went to a cross because he knew that he was like that corn of wheat that fell into the ground. If he did not die, he would abide alone. But he died so that he might bring many people to heaven as a result of his sacrifice. I wonder who you'll vote for. I trust it will be Jesus. Very good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.